Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what I just saw? Scrolling through Twitter.
Yes.
Amy Schumer got liposuction. You know who Amy Schumer is?
Yeah, the comedian.
Yeah.
Actress.
Yes. I didn't think people still got liposuction. Like, that's a real thing still? You get the fat sucked out of you?
Yeah, you want to do it?
Nah, maybe, actually. You know what? I remember there was a guy who did a liposuction endorsement at a news station and in Pennsylvania when I was there in Pittsburgh, who got very, very sick from the surgery, like got an infection from the liposuction. Because I always thought it sounded great. Because you know me, I want to lose weight and not do anything. So if you suck the fat right out of me, I think that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, but if you don't take care of yourself, the fat's going to come right back.
Yeah, I guess. You would think. But
yeah,
I'm
I don't
shocked.
Know what it is. I just think it's the dog days of winter, of which we are in the middle of right now. And you just kind of get a little bit down. And I understand that. And you like to eat and drink.
I do. That's what happens.
And then when spring comes around and Gio springs out like a spring flower.
That's right. Lose some weight, and the sun's back out, and I'm out there, and get a little more,
right?
A little more juice,
yeah, a little happier.
Do you think it's safe getting liposuction?
Yeah, millions of people do it.
You think millions of people are getting liposuction these
days?
Yes. See, I feel like not a lot of people do.
I'm trying to think when liposuction started. I would say mid-90s, maybe early 90s.
But I feel like if it really worked, everybody would do it.
It's expensive. It's not, you know, it's not something that your insurance is going to pay for.
But why not?
It's elective surgery.
Insurance won't do so if you're
it's
overweight
surgery,
and unhealthy.
For a guy like you, just get on a bike and ride. Stop
They're not going to. I wouldn't get approved for like if I wanted to get like a lap band or something, I wouldn't get approved.
No.
I'm not quite fat enough.
And you would know this by watching 600-pound sisters.
Well, no. It's you combine the two shows.
Oh, it's 1,000-pound sisters.
It's 1,000-pound sisters and 600-pound life.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Are you trying to get there?
No, because they seem pretty uncomfortable. You know what that would be? Like, if in order to get, you know, normally you have to lose a little bit of weight to get this surgery because I want to see if you can actually lose weight. But I would gain some weight in order to get the surgery, I think. I think I would do that. Like, I'd ask how fat do I have to be to get like a gastric sleeve or something?
A gastric sleeve. You want to put a gastric sleeve in your body?
No. You don't put it in your body. That's the procedure.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Yeah. And then I would probably do that. And then that, I think in the long run, I'd be thinner. Get my stomach shrunk.
Have you ever
shrunk.
Seen a video of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen all the time.
You want that guy with that
Dr. Nozardin?
Suction tube underneath your skin sucking at your fat
cells. Oh, you're talking about liposuction or the gastric sleeve? Yeah, I haven't seen a video of liposuction. I don't think. Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, someone to suck the fat out of you, it's a lot easier than hopping on a bike or running around or eating healthy. I mean, come on. Just knock me out, suck the fat out of me, and then I wake up how much thinner. That sounds great to me. I'm a little sore for a couple days, but I'm like...
How much fat you think they could suck out of you?
I don't know. I would hope like 15 pounds.
You have 15 pounds of fat on you?
Easy. It's got to be easy. Right?
I guess so.
Like, I feel like I got some face fat. They wouldn't suck that out, though.
Face fat?
Cheek fat they wouldn't suck out?
No, but you got a beard.
Yeah. Like, I got to, like, when I get really heavy, I get back fat. You know, I go, you can suck that out.
Well, you know, look.
Inside of my thighs.
You got a Peloton.
Yeah.
You got a bicycle.
But all that's it's a lot of effort.
Yeah, that's a lot of effort. It's supposed to help you mentally as well as physically.
Gina's back on that Peloton.
Good for her.
She's on there. She's doing all the screaming instructors.
Yep.
She was doing a Backstreet Boys ride the other day.
Good for her.
Everybody. I was trying to nap. Rock your body. Come on, ladies. Let's go. Everybody. Put the pillow over my head.
Maybe she's trying to send you a message.
No, she doesn't care.
There's not like a little subliminal message there?
There's no subliminal. No, she doesn't. No. There was only one time.
She likes the hefty man?
No. I told you, I'm right smack in between fat me and skinny me. But there was only one time.
You're hefty, you.
I'm hefty.
You're hefty.
I don't even know. Maybe. But there was only one time she said something to me. She was like, well, what's the plan here? That's what she said. And that was when I was 250 pounds.
She's and like, and so what was the answer?
I was like, I got to do something about it. You know, I can't get any bigger. But that was only one time. And I think she called me fat face once. I didn't like that.
So yeah, but you keep talking about it.
You sitting over there with your fat face. I was like, what? Like, you can't say that. It's not nice.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, but you don't say that.
Stevie in Long Island. What's happening, Stevie?
Hey, Steve.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, Steve, what do you got, Steve?
Man? Hey, Gio, listen. I had the sleeve done 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was only 100 pounds overweight, but I had underlying conditions.
Yeah.
What they do is they take 75% of your stomach out with like 5 little incisions.
Yep.
And I was up to 280. I'm 60 years old. I'm 5'11". I should weigh 180. I'm 185 pounds now. I was down to 175. I'm 185 pounds.
Nice. That's a good job. So you were 280.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I was 280. I was a 44-inch waist. I'm a 32-inch waist. I'm 185 pounds.
You know what I'm thinking? So this is what I'm thinking. So I'm 225 right now. Maybe I'll eat myself up to 280, get that gastric sleeve, and then get down to 180. You think that'll work?
It goes by your BMI, and my BMI normally wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
I have underlying conditions. I'm an ex-smoker. I had COPD. I had...
Oh, geez, Steve.
You know, I had a few other underlying conditions, which allowed me to get it by my insurance.
Yeah.
But it's the best thing I ever did, because you can't overeat.
What happens right, yeah. You get sick if you overeat, right?
No, it's not that you get sick. Like, when you eat now, you get full, like, by your waistline, right? You got
yeah.
your belt.
Yeah.
If you overeat on this, it's, like, right at the bottom of your sternum, and it's painful.
Oh, so, yeah.
Oh, man, like, there you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
it's, you know, I think that's what I'm going to do, because that'd be, like, a fun couple of months.
Yeah.
To gain 60 pounds.
Yeah, this sounds like we're going to sleeve TV right now. Let's go. Angelo in Deer Park. Angelo, what's happening?
How are you guys? I listen to you guys every day. First time calling. I had a gastric sleeve 5 years ago. Saved my life. I was 280 pounds.
280.
Couldn't walk, bed back.
Yeah.
And I just have a new life today. I've been 5 years out, like I said. I have members of my family. I went to a seminar. I listened to it. I did it. Surgery is the next day. One day surgery. The next morning, you're out. Very, very simple. You can't overeat. You just follow the program. It's protein. You can't drink at the same time. You get full. And I'm telling you, I lost 95 pounds within 6 months.
Seems like 280 is that number.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Seems like
280. Angelo.
I was going to ask him about...
Well, Mark in Long Island. We got to go real quick. Mark, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
I listened to you guys for a long time. My first time calling in. I'm actually in the fat melting business. So the problem with liposuction is for men is that most men have their fat under the muscle. It's called visceral fat. So they can't get in there. Women have subcutaneous fat. The fat's on top of the muscle under the skin.
Mm.
Suck it out easily.
What happens if you're like Gio and you don't have any muscles?
Yeah. What?
So there are non-invasive ways of melting fat. So there's a new technology out that uses low-frequency ultrasound waves, and it blows up the fat cells, and all that stored energy that's in the adipose cell is now in your lymph system, and you basically urinate it out.
You pee your fat out.
Yep, and then those cells are dead, and they don't grow back. But again, if you overeat, whatever existing cells are there, we're going to expand again. But it's immediate. I get people 1 to 2 inches right off their waist in one treatment.
Oh, wow.
Come in for 5 or 6 treatments, and we can probably take 5 or 6 inches off. It's a lot less risky than surgery, a lot less expensive. And it works. So just wanted to kind of...
This is not some sort of... I mean, you're not going to say it's a scam, but it sounds like one of those things that doesn't sound real. Like you melt your fat and pee it out. I mean, it seems crazy.
Yeah, so there's a similar technology that's been used to get rid of gallstones and kidney stones.
Yeah.
Lithotripsy, they use sound waves to pulverize those stones.
Yeah.
This is a similar technology. It just uses a different ultrasound wavelength that pulverizes the fat cells. And it is FDA cleared. As a matter of fact, the company that I work for just got FDA clearance like 6 months ago, and we just launched the product in January. And I'm selling a bunch of them, and I will offer you. I'll come into the studio, and I'll treat you, and I can show you a reduction immediately after.
Wait a second. You could come into the studio and melt my fat away?
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't even allowed to get a tattoo done in here, so there's no way they're going to allow me to pee my own fat out on the air. But
you couldn't eat chicken wings.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean... You know what, though? I'll take your number.
I bet you they'd let you do this because you try to get healthier.
It's ultrasound, like a woman gets ultrasound.
Yeah, it's ultrasound.
It's very safe. There's no heat. There's no pain. There's no downtime. It's not like a tattoo or a laser, which has, issues with burning or hurting somebody's eyes.
All right, well, your phone's crapping out here. Mark, I'm going to put you on hold because we do have to go. We'll get your number. I'm more than willing to pee my own fat out
and
on the air.
Sales get involved.
Oh, yeah, happen. Without a doubt.
Eddie,
yeah.
Would you do it?
I would have to
melt some of your fat, too, yeah.
Sure.
You willing to pee your fat out at work?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess. Well, I have to make sure it's cool for type 1 diabetics and all that stuff.
Yeah, we got new bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's true.
Do it
hopefully
right here in the studio.
We'll have
no, you're not doing it in the studio. Well, you could do the actual application of it in the studio.
Yeah, and then we'll just get a bucket. No,
we're not doing that. I don't think it happens immediately. I think it's like you got to have a couple of these sessions, and then as you go during the day.
And I'm all about it. Anything I could do where someone else is melting my fat away and I don't have to do any exercise?
Melting your fat away.
I'm in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.